fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 26th day of February, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that we did last night at the Crawford County Chiefs meeting. Every two months, the police chiefs, fire chiefs, paramedic chiefs, and the sheriff get together and talk about the things they need to talk about. And they began their meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm going to be adding something to the prepper tip of the day because we always have new listeners, people who miss things, and for the time being, we need to be doing this. Prepper tip of the day. First of all, if you have rifles, pistols, or shotguns that take detachable magazines, get at least 10 magazines for each rifle, shotgun, pistol. Start out with your main battle rifle first. That's the most important thing, your main battle rifle. Then pick out your main pistol for defense purposes. And, of course, the same thing for the shotgun if you've got a number of firearms, which many of you do. In addition, for the foreseeable future, I'll be encouraging people as a additional prepper tip of the day, to make sure you've got at least 3 or 4 water filters. Talk about more about that in a moment. And a good complement of On Guard products to help protect people from this flu virus. Water filters. Base camp water filters. These would be Berkey's for your base camp. Of course, in normal times, you'd want a whole house water filter. I'm now offering Professor McKinney's whole house water filters for sale. That's for one, basically for people that are connected to a public water supply and they don't want to bathe in sodium fluoride, which the largest organ of your body, of course, is your skin. And if you take a bath or a shower in water that has sodium fluoride in it, you're soaking it into your body. So base camp filters would be Berkey's. You're going to want at least 2. Berkey water filters, and then I would say at least 2 filters for being out in the bush, your portable water filters. That would be the Katahdin is the best quality. They're mil-spec. I do have some of those for sale, I'm pretty sure, under Amazon products at my website. Going back to On Guard, I'll be ordering more On Guard today for myself and my daughter's family. I just came to realize there was an On Guard product that I had overlooked that I'll be getting, and that's the beadlets. These are meant for internal consumption as opposed to external use, the beadlets. So I'll be ordering some of those, a good supply for my daughter's family. There's five in her family, including herself. And it's just a smart thing to do. Let's look at all the different On Guard products here. I'm at my website. We have a drop-down menu under products. We've got the concentrated oil. That's the beginning point, the On Guard oil. There's a story behind this. Back in the 14th century, we had bubonic plague wiping out a huge percentage of people in Europe and around the world, but mostly Europe. And the authorities, I believe in France, arrested men who were going into people's homes who had died from bubonic plague and robbing these homes, but weren't getting sick. They weren't getting sick. So there was a procedure, and these men were offered to be spared their lives if they would reveal the secret on how they were able to enter the homes of people who had died of the bubonic plague and did not get sick themselves. You may have seen paintings, drawings from that period of time where men and I suppose some women are wearing these contraptions on their face, look like a long pointed beak of a bird, held in place by a string tied behind their back, tied behind their head, a thing that covered their nose and mouth. Looks like the beak of a bird sticking out there about a foot or so. Very strange. I saw those as a child and always wondered what was the deal with that. Well, here's the deal. That piece of equipment was filled with fabric, either cotton or wool, and that fabric was soaked with what's been come to be called thieves' oil. And that's the secret right there. Now, On Guard has duplicated the formula used in thieves' oil. I want to click on it here, and I'll read to you what's in the On Guard. Let's go down here, and let's see. We've got wild orange peel, clove bud, cinnamon leaf, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus leaf, rosemary leaf, flower, essential oils. So, it has kind of a spicy, almost a scent is similar to a high quality men's cologne, quite frankly. That women would find attractive on men, and men would be, I think, happy to have that scent on their lady friends as well. It's a pleasant scent, very pleasant scent. You can use it in your diffuser. You can put it right on your skin. Now, there's other On Guard products. We'll go back to the rest of the On Guard products. And we've got the beadlets. Now, that's meant for internal consumption. They're tiny little pills, 125 of them for $21. Well, actually, you'd be paying wholesale $16 for 125 of these beadlets. And you take one a day. And it's got basically very similar ingredients in it as the On Guard oil, a little bit different to make it more compatible for internal consumption. And it says, consume when seasonal threats are high to promote immunity. Take when traveling to protect against environmental threats. Dissolve one or two beadlets after eating to freshen breath. How about that? Then we got the soft gels. Now, the soft gels is another product meant for internal consumption. All these things, do your own homework. Here's what you'll find, and I found this out myself. You'll find recommendations from medical doctors that never heard of doTERRA, recommending these oils as a way to stay protected against seasonal flu. So do your own homework, reach your own conclusions. I believe you'll make reach the same conclusions that I did and other healthcare professionals that don't know each other doing independent research have come to the same conclusion that the OnGuard products are the highest quality, best value, and they work. That's the bottom line, and they work. I need to keep emphasizing something because everybody in the country needs to know this. I would say probably 95% of American adults think that vaccines are a really great thing for themselves and their children and their grandchildren. I think that's a pretty fair statement. For the 95%, that's why you need to be learning this, so you can inform them. Get the word out. Right in the top of my home, on my website, of my homepage at thelibertyman.com, we've got a video. And if you've heard this before, you need to hear it again because you need to share this with everybody. Because almost everybody you know thinks vaccines are good science, that vaccines are good medicine, that vaccines are safe, and they work. Well, they don't. Bill Gates is one of the wealthiest men on the planet, certainly one of the wealthiest in the United States. No doubt about that whatsoever. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has contributed lots of money to having children vaccinated, usually in third world countries such as Africa. That's well known. That's not a secret either. Bill Gates gave a TED Talk. He did. He gave a TED. He's probably given more than one. But this particular TED Talk we have there archived at my website. The topic of the TED Talk was how to save the planet from climate change. And the goal of the TED Talk he was giving was to inform people how to do that. Well, of course, it's false science. It's make-believe science that human activity creating greenhouse gases changes the climate. But that's kind of a side issue when it comes to this. Bill Gates advocates reducing greenhouse gases worldwide by reducing the population worldwide. That's the point he wants to get across. To save the planet, we need to cut down the greenhouse gases, which means cutting down the population. He wants to eliminate 10 to 15% of all the people on the planet, is what he says. And he lists as one of the ways to eliminate 10 to 15% of the people on the planet is by the use of vaccines. That's the message he's putting across there. And you can listen to it yourself, draw your own conclusions. Now, the same location there, there's an article about the medical doctor. I'm sure he's no longer Bill Gates' medical doctor or the pediatrician for Bill Gates' children. But the medical doctor was at a conference, and at that conference he told the other doctors, hey guys, guess what? Bill Gates doesn't get vaccinations for himself, his wife, or his children. How about that? I'm shocked. I'm surprised. I'm sure you are too, right? People need to know this. Now, there's another link on my website for a documentary, Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, Victor Alpha X-ray X-ray Echo Delta. You need to watch. There's a follow-up. There's been a second documentary released. The first one was supposed to be viewed at a film festival in Europe. It was all set to go in the lineup, ready to be screened. Well, the pharmaceutical vaccine industry put so much pressure on the organizers of the film festival that they pulled it. That's the kind of power they've got. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Thank you. Couple comments. The video you're talking about, 2010 TED Talk, you can hear the audience in the background when he says, basically, one of these numbers has to get near zero. And the audience laughs. He's talking about reducing CO2 levels by eliminating people. He right. doesn't come out and say it, so you've got to be able to understand speech. Right. But right. the audience laughs because they get it. Now, the other thing I wanted to bring, a couple other things into your mind, and for your listeners, you may or may not be aware of this. Every vaccine insert, every vaccine comes with an insert in the box. You can read it. Go to section 13 of the vaccine insert for measles, mumps, rubella, polio, typhus, all of these vaccines. Section 13 across the board says this vaccine has not been tested for carcinogenic, mutagenic, or impairment of fertility. So my question is kind of twofold. Why would Dale Bigtree and Robert Kennedy Jr. not just come out and tell the world these vaccines are not tested for your children's safety, if you want to have grandchildren, if you don't want your kids to mutate, if you don't want them to get cancer, you might not ought to give them the vaccine. Because according to them, none of them have been tested.
Well, let me follow up on that. Let me refresh your memory, John, and everybody else. Within days of President Trump being inaugurated, which was 3 years ago last month, Robert Kennedy was going to be heading up a White House group, for want of a better term, task force, I don't know, to demonstrate to all of America the dangers of the vaccine industry. Within 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, that came to an end, and I don't know why, but I can tell you why I believe why. President Trump...
Tell me, and then
Well, President Trump saw the reality of the true power of the pharmaceutical industry, and my belief, and I don't have any evidence, my belief is President Trump got together with Mr. Kennedy and said, Robert, let's put this on hold till I'm reelected. These people will smash me into the ground. They will destroy me with the money they've got to support somebody against me. Let's put this on hold till I'm reelected, and then we'll go out there after these guys full force. That's my belief, but I have no evidence. John, your turn.
Okay, my belief is that it was, Robert, you know what we did to your father. Robert, you know what we did to your Uncle John. Robert, are you sure you want to go through with this, Robert? I think that's the way it went down. Now, one more thing about essential oils.
Mr. Kennedy is fully aware of the reach and the ability of people to murder people if they get in their way. And I don't know Mr. Kennedy, but he grew up in that paradigm, knowing that if you go against the deep state, they'll take you out.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, the ones that were actually trying to effect a change died young. Now, with essential oils and diffusers, John, I found something interesting because I use diffusers in the house. I've got one in the bedroom, one in the living room, and my wife is putting certain oils in. We had a dog, and we were using, I don't remember exactly which oil, if it was tea tree or something else, and it was doTERRA oils. My dog wound up dying with liver failure. So you need to be very careful. Some of these oils that are good for us are not good for animals. If you have pets in the home, you need to ask
simple things. I've been told that chocolate will kill dogs. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that from a number of sources, that milk chocolate will kill dogs also.
Right.
Have you heard that,
though? Well, anyway, I have. But I actually had a dog that died of liver failure, and after he died, then we found out that certain oils that are good for us are not. I can't prove it, but they're not good for animals. They do have that effect.
Out. John, thank you for your call.
So that's what I had. Thank you.
Okay. Top. We got a break. We'll be back after.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It's Wednesday, the 26th of February. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana with Pastor Paul Begley. That will be May 1st and May 2nd. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right. There's a lot at my website at thelibertyman.com. There's a memorandum I wrote about the possible coming second American Civil War. Our enemies, the communists, and we'll be talking more about that in detail with Jeff Nyquist here in the second hour. Professor McCann has a day off, by the way. He's not available. I'm in contact with people all over this country, various radio talk show hosts, Dave Hodges, Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman. I'm on with Doug now every Monday for 2 hours, TV show. Paul Martin, my friend Paul Martin. Steve Ben Noon, an interesting guy, former CIA field operative. All these men with their various experiences, different knowledge, different contacts, we've all come to the same conclusion that following the election, which is 8 months away, November this year, the first Tuesday in November this year, there's a high likelihood, nothing's definite, there's a high likelihood of civil disorder in this country. The communists know that they're done for a generation. That may already be the case, but 4 more years of President Trump, counting this year, would be 5. They're finished for a generation. Why is that? Because of the federal judge appointments. Hussein Obama was too busy playing golf to appoint federal judges. Valerie Jarrett, who was actually running the country, couldn't do that. There were a lot of things she could do. She was actually running the country while Hussein Obama was with Michael or playing golf, whatever the man did. Doesn't matter. So President Trump is filling up these federal judgeships, including the Ninth Circuit, by the way, which has been the worst federal circuit for decades, filling up these open slots with conservative judges. President Trump's made 2 Supreme Court appointments. He'll no doubt make 1 more if he's reelected. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has multiple health issues they do their best to conceal, but she's been treated for cancer a number of times. She does not look healthy at all. So there'll be at least 1 more Supreme Court appointment, possibly 2. That's why the liberals, the socialists, the communists, Democrats, Muslims, they know they're done for a generation because of the judge appointments alone. Now, in the meantime, President Trump is dismantling not only everything Hussein Obama did, but most of what was done by 2 Bushes and 1 Clinton. We got 4 presidents in a row who are doing very, very bad things to this country. Caller on hold here. He's taking a break from feeding his goats. Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. Talking about the CO2 bill earlier, do you remember, I guess, late 80s, early 90s, we had this big crisis with a hole in the ozone over the South Pole and all
that? Well, what that was, here's what that was. We had the technology to find something that's a cyclical thing that happens every year, which is ozone hole opening and closing. Then they got alarmed at something that has been going on for tens of thousands of years every year.
Well, yeah, that's the whole deal. Same way with this CO2. You know, I looked up here a while back, just out of curiosity. Of course, you got to extrapolate a bunch of things, but they claim back up to the mid-1800s, they were somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 million buffalo that roamed the high plains of the North American continent, came down here in Texas. So, very livestock and various animals are supposed to be emitting all this CO2, including humans. That just seems like a clear crisis, but I thought that was rather interesting. I hadn't thought about that scenario in a long time on the ozone hole. But right. It's just, the earth needs, the atmosphere. It exhausts what it doesn't need and retains what it needs. It's just like a mammal. But anyway, I thought that was rather interesting. Put a note here on the coronavirus and other viruses. I was head of environmental services in a little hospital out in West Texas back in the mid-90s, which is built by Tyler for laundry and housekeeping. But I learned a lot of stuff. I had a regular household bleach, 2%, 3%, whatever it is.
Hold on through the break, Jerry.
Please.
Okay, hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday the 26th. My website is thelibertyman.com. That is thelibertyman.com. In these times that we're facing, your immune system is more important than ever. If you want a stronger immune system, you need to sleep better at night. I sleep as good as a small child every night. You can also, if you get yourself an energy cleaner. Energy cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, well, they vary in price. I just got to put in an order for some more yesterday. I have everything in stock, and I'm getting stocked up on more because I know the demand's going to be going up. And good news, my supplier gets their mattress pads from China, and we're good to go at least until sometime this fall. We know that for a fact. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there at my website. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Jerry, let's get back to your comment, sir.
Okay, thank you, John. Household bleach. Well, I don't remember that it's the ratios and what I just read the label. It'll kill everything that's out there. HIV, tuberculosis, all the viruses, and the only thing I don't know if it'll kill is hepatitis C. I apologize for not researching that. But it's like whipped cream. A little bit of a billion. But apparently if you use too much bleach, it'll actually make a lot of those guns and bases and what have you set up as a pitcher. And,
let me give you a heads up on the bleach here, Jerry. This will help everybody. First of all, they no longer ship the bleach in glass bottles, which they did for decades.
Exactly.
The plastic bottles, they will fail sometime after about a year. They will fail, and the bleach goes everywhere. So if you intend to keep the bleach for a long period of time, repack it into one-gallon glass bottles, properly labeled, of course. And you want the unscented bleach. You just want the plain chlorine bleach with no scent in it. And then you're good to go. Once you've done those two things, and I found out about the bleach bottle failures personally here at our place. We had several gallons that failed, and it's a real mess, to say the least.
Well, like a lot of plastic, it is designed to break down due to UV exposure and what have you, and those drugs. Yeah. Well, just nothing else. Get you a, what is it, 5 pound, 10 pound, or 100 pound tons, I think 1 gallon buckets, 5 gallon buckets of swimming pool chlorine tablets. Now, right. I'm not saying it's good for consumption, but it'll keep forever so long as you keep that lid tight.
You keep it dry. You keep those chlorine tablets dry, they'll last forever, right?
And it's cheap. I hate to use the word cheap. I like the word inexpensive, good, but inexpensive. But it doesn't cost a whole lot, and it stores well.
That's right.
I would recommend is have it around any metal or anything, because it will gas a little bit, and it will cause corrosion to metal. But other than that, it's good to go. Folks are using 24 all the time. They put it in a drinking system, so it has something to say about it. But anyway, just a bit of thought there, and be safe, pray for our country, pray for our president, that for the grace of God, this country would not have come into existence and that we have the freedoms that we have. For that, you have a good day, stay warm. It's cold down here.
Well, it's snowing here in south central Missouri, so but it's not very cold.
You keep it. It's not 32 degrees at about a 20-mile-an-hour northwest wind, so sure fact, I don't know, but it's I'm bundled up. But anyway, thank you, John.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's just actually a little cooler than I thought. It's 28 degrees and very light snow, and it's melting as soon as it hits the driveway and the pavement, so not too bad. It's supposed to stop sometime soon here. Okay, well, regardless, the call number is 800-313-9443. Getting back to the earlier part of this conversation, the men I've known and worked with, I've worked with Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle started coming on my show as a guest about 1996 or so, 97, along in there, back when I had my first talk show on WGNU 920 on the AM dial in St. Louis. These men I know and trust and respect have come to the same conclusion I have, that civil disorder, sometimes called civil war, it won't be a reenactment of what happened in the 1860s. No, it's not going to be that. It'll be just a complete mess is what it's going to be. It's not going to be an army with one uniform and flag fighting an army with another uniform and flag. No, that's not going to be the case. It'd be total chaos is what it would be. The communists run amok is what it would be. And they won't have uniforms. They'll be wearing, well, what they do now, the Antifa, for example, they wear black. It seems to be what their quasi-uniform of choice, but chances are that will not be the case once civil disorder breaks out. They'll just wear whatever they think they can wear to blend in. Regardless, 8 months will pass. When you've heard myself talk about this, Professor McKinney and Jeff Nyquist, these 8 months that we have between now and the first Tuesday in November will pass very quickly. I just registered yesterday to be on the ballot as the Republican committeeman for my township. I know these months will pass quickly, and you do too. Of course you do. In this limited time, what's most important to protect yourself and your family? What's most important? Well, number one is a safe haven. Not going to be in an urban, suburban area. It's just not going to be. You think you can live like Omega Man, Charlton Heston, Omega Man? That was a great film, by the way. In fact, I did for about a year or so, I owned a World War II Dodge command car. I was only 30 years old. I didn't have the money to restore that thing, but it was featured in the film. Charlton Heston had a World War II Dodge command car. Not very comfortable, but they were tough. Not very comfortable at all, but they were a tough vehicle. Now, living like Charlton Heston in Omega Man is not most people's reality. A better reality is residing at a hobby farm some distance from a major metropolitan suburban area. That's what makes sense. That's what's safe. And that's what's very difficult for most people to do for a number of reasons. Most of them have to do with employment and money. Jobs in rural areas are a lot different and less plentiful than in major metropolitan areas for most people. And, of course, the issue of money and relocating and leaving everything you know and understand and love is daunting. You need to be creative in how you're going to do this, if you're going to do it. A couple of hour drive is more than enough. Going above and beyond that, unless you own your own aircraft, like my friend Dr. Ted Brewer, he's got a very nice airplane that he can transport his family to a safe haven. Most people aren't going to have the resources to do that. You're fooling yourself if you think you're going to leave Philadelphia for a safe haven in Missouri during a crisis on a road trip. That's a prescription for disaster, is all that is. That's all that is. Now, for short-term crisis, I would go ahead and say, yes, why not east of the Mississippi? Long-term, that's not tenable. It's not, because of the population density, if nothing else. But a short-term crisis, and I anticipate this civil disorder would be short-term, a matter of a few months, I hope, I believe. That's with a presumption that the Chinese communists don't come in with their hordes of soldiers, which certainly can't be discounted completely. No, that's, and I get these questions every week. John, I want a safe haven in the Appalachian Mountains. John, I want a safe haven in northern New York or in Maine, or wherever it might be. East Mississippi has hundreds of beautiful places that are not heavily populated. But my question is, my response is, for most of these locations, is it within 150 miles of a major metropolitan area? Most locations east of Mississippi are going to be. Why do I pick that number, 150 miles? Because that's about half a tank of fuel for most modern vehicles. And Glenn heard me talk about his hometown, so he's on with us now. Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Actually, no, I didn't hear you. I was. You'll have to bring me up to speed on that.
Well, what I said a few moments ago was, if you think you're going to live in Philadelphia and have a safe haven in Missouri and make a road trip to get there, you're fooling yourself.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely not. As you know, I've already, I've already considered my options, and I'm of the ilk that, I have people I have commitments to and need to care for, and
regular listeners know that, and I respect that, Glenn, because that's a mature thing to do. So you're going to live like Omega Man.
Well, I don't think there'll be much time. I frankly don't expect to see the year 2026. I suspect that I will be retired in the presence of Jesus somewhere between now and the end of 2025. But that's just my take on it.
Well, you're a healthcare professional, and you're aware of your own situation, and maybe you can change it, Glenn.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm talking about some pretty large, pretty significantly large forces at work, watching for the return of Jesus, the gradual advent of the global government, eventual advent of the appearance of the Antichrist, and I hope not to be here by the time he's on the scene. But anyway, I actually called about something a little more lighthearted.
And please, we need some lightheartedness here. Go ahead.
Well, I was chuckling at the fact that you were invoking the memory of the Charlton Heston movie, The Omega Man. I'm pretty sure you don't expect anybody much under the age of 50 to know what you're talking about, unless, of course, they've
They're a movie buff, yeah. And then, of course, there's been a more recent version of it made, which I like them both.
Well, yeah, I have several. There's several scenes in that movie that are quite remarkable. There's just something really cool or eye-catching about Charlton Heston hopping into a 71 Ford Mustang and driving it through the plate glass of the dealership showroom. Do you remember that? He needed it.
Actually, that happened in real life in the Hurricane Katrina. We had New Orleans police officers stealing new Cadillacs from the dealerships. Remember that?
Oh no, I don't remember that.
Well, it happened. We had New Orleans police officers stealing new cars from car dealerships. Yeah, that happened also. So that was life imitating art. But I remember the scene where he drives the it was a convertible Ford Mustang through the dealership plate glass window. And he was carrying a submachine gun. I think it was a Sterling. I'm not sure which
model. I think it was a 71 because the Mustangs were very distinctive for a couple of years there because they lengthened them.
I think it was a Smith & Wesson submachine gun is what he was carrying. That was and I also mentioned another vehicle he had, which was a Dodge Command Car, World War II Dodge Command Car.
Yeah, that one I have to look up. I have no idea what that looks like. But, there are just certain aspects of the... in that movie, driving, the woman driving down the steps of the stadium on a motorcycle to come and rescue him.
That takes some talent. I'm sure that was a stunt person doing that. I have a lot of respect for these stunt people. It's risky business, but they're well trained to do the crazy stuff they do.
And at the end, of course, he has he's tied up or something or constrained somehow in a fountain, I think it is, and he produces this bottle of his own blood, very Christ-like scene where, he shed his blood for the redemption of man.
That scene duplicates the crucifixion of Christ by design.
Right, exactly. You don't have to be Fellini to figure that one out.
Kind of ironic. We have a Jewish actor who's crucified as Jesus was.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if that was intentional, although I doubt it, but it certainly is ironic. But anyway, I just had to call and kick that around. I'm thinking, man, anyone below the age of 40 has no idea what this is.
The premise of the film is a biological warfare agent gets released, and it kills off most of the people on the planet. That's the underlying premise of the film.
Right. And then we saw a similar thing with the Andromeda strain, and then the old drunken sterno drinker and the young baby, survive, and they are, one is highly acidic and one is highly alkaline, until you find that these extremes, are what save people. And which also takes me back to the War of the Worlds, where the Earth germs kill off the invading Martians and all that sort of thing. So, but this idea of biological biological stuff is a perennial.
It's been an ongoing theme in Hollywood for decades, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people will say it's predictive programming. It's there deliberately. But I wanted to mention something about the coronavirus that I've heard anecdotally over on the Internet and radio programs about everybody's getting the idea about it having a long incubation period when people are contagious but asymptomatic. But the other thing that's coming up is this fact that people can either they think they've gotten rid of it because they're asymptomatic, you know, they get through the virus, they get rid of the symptoms, they apparently test negative or something, but then they either recontract it or it's still
that
in
does
them.
Happen. It does happen.
And it
attacks
the...
We have a break, Glenn. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Glenn, do you have a final comment before we move on to our last caller this hour?
Okay, yeah. Well, I just wanted to say the implications of this reinfection issue, whereby the virus then attacks the organs, such as the kidneys, liver, and heart, with the heart causing myocarditis, which is inflammation of the, and the people just dropping dead. And that this really points to the notion that this is indeed weaponized, because it's two phases apparently. And then how many times do you see in movies where the hero, somebody thinks they've won, and they relax and drop their guard too soon and then get ambushed. And oh, good, yay, we won the day. And then, boom, in comes the second wave. And if this is true, the implications of it are mind-boggling. I would prefer very much that it not be true, because that way people can recover and go on without having to worry about this.
All right.
That's about it.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Glenn. Our last caller this hour is, thank you, sir, Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, John. I had a Weimaraner. Speaking of the later set, I had a Weimaraner, big dude, about 110 pounds.
Right.
We got a native grapes growing in the backyard here that my dad planted in the 60s. And Sam would get up on his hind legs to reach the grapevines that were growing across the clotheslines. And he would just munch those babies down like there was no tomorrow. And I was told by a couple breeders in the neighborhood of large canines that grapes were equally or egregiously toxic as well as chocolate. But Sam didn't seem to have that same physiology. But there's a Dr. Leonard Coldwell, a C-O-L-D, well, he's a German guy with several degrees.
Right.
And J.R. Jeff Rentz interviews him, I think, monthly, something like that. And Caldwell recently declared that Wuhan, being the fully 5G operational metropolis, the effects of that is what everyone's been witnessing, and that's all involved with the, the oxygen binding and the hemoglobin and or oxygen transfer across the cell membrane into the mitochondria, where it's used for respiration or, you know, oxidation, production of energy, ATP. So I think he would make an excellent interview for you, if not weekly, biweekly. And then there's a super sleuth woman by the name of Dana Ashley. Chris Hinckley has referenced her several times, and she's done stellar investigation that corroborates Dr. Leonard Caldwell's data regarding the effects of 5G at the cellular level. That's Dana Ashley. I don't know what her website is, anything, but...
Well, Fred, it would be helpful if you can research these two people and get me contact information by email. It would be helpful. Okay.
All right, and it's Liberty Man at what?
The Liberty Man at AOL.com.
AOL. Okay, John. That was a great one.
Thank you. After the hour break, we'll be back, I hope, with Jeff Nyquist. So stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.